to keep pen and paper ready for nonstop information for the country and community on What's the 411 with the award-winning Sharon Kay.
You're so good. Truly, I mean it. Today is perfect. It's perfect in this weather. You're so good. Anyway, hello, Nashville. All the truly, truly wonderful people today. You all got a little full today with this weather, and you're going to be assuming it's all downhill from here. Too early for that. But we will take this, and we, don't you all feel like down deep that we earned some good days, some good weather days? Don't you feel that we've been punished enough? I don't know about you, but I certainly feel as if I've had enough by winter. Bye. Bye. And we're ready. I know you all are. And I know the children are ready because they want to go play and fun. And if they, you know, some kids don't even go outside anymore. And I couldn't imagine as a kid, X, could you? You couldn't go outside.
Oh, no, that was the worst.
Ooh, Lord, it was torture. I'd be like, oh, just put me in the closet, shut the door. I can't, what you mean I can't go out? No. Mm-mm. That was the worst thing my mother ever said, was I couldn't go outside. So you have to hear all the neighborhood
kids. You can't
kids.
Go outside till your homework's done.
Oh, Lord. That one right there, that was my daddy. I'd be like, and then both my parents would say, what are you doing making all that noise? I mean, because you know how you do it as a kid.
I'm
going
to give you something to make some noise.
Right. You got to quietly sulk and go in your room quietly. Y'all remember those days. Anyway, beautiful day, huh? Mm-hmm. I tell you, it could have been a day that
it is beautiful.
People could have played hooky. Some people
probably did.
Did you? Did y'all do it?
A lot of traffic out there.
I know. Top people dropping their tops on their cars, and you know, dog walking, and you know, stroller pushing, and all the dogs are getting a good. You tell the dogs that they're not going outside on a day like this, they're going to tear the sofa up. Mm-hmm. They're going to undo the pillows. What you mean? Anyway, so happy to have you on the Wednesday going home 411 show today, getting you home. Commander Chuck will be back and give us an updated traffic report. And, of course, at the top of the hour, Ron has his news that he will be delivering for us today. And this hour, I have news from the community, as well as a guest who has been hoping he would finally be on the show. And because I have, you know, asked. And see, you know, people just don't know what you have to go through sometimes to get things, you know. But anyway, having said that, I'll be talking with State Representative Dixie here this hour. And Samantha Williams of United Way of Greater Nashville has our news from the community. Hey, Samantha, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Girl, if it was any more than 78 degrees, 77 degrees, I don't know what I couldn't take it. It's so nice outside,
right.
You know?
Right.
Oh, it's overdue, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. What is it? Like, we have, like, dogwood winter and cherry winter. Like, isn't that
I don't know
the whole thing with which ones bloom?
Yeah, well, right now, just give them all to me. I'll just take it.
Right? Sunshine.
Yeah, I think everybody needed this. And, you know, to just break out of the winter clothes and the frame of mind, you know, sunshine brings optimism and, and positivity. So hopefully you all will have a good rest of the day, as well as for the next couple of days. We'll talk about that later. Now, Samantha, you all have been quite busy with the Vita program, and you all have been operating that service to the community now for some years. And this year, are you seeing more people are calling on you earlier, or you think they're going to wait until towards April and start getting their taxes done?
I think this year it's been a little bit, I don't think folks are waiting until April unless they owe money. That's typically how that goes. Maybe people will put off as long as possible. But I think there wasn't as much urgency right away in February, partially because of some of the extra money that was floating around with economic impact payments, the advanced child tax credit. Mm-hmm. But once those, particularly families with kids, that those checks January 15th and February 15th didn't happen, then now they're really coming to get their taxes done. So that's one of the big things that's different this year.
Okay. Well, can you tell us, they may have heard the spots on the station about, you know, you were seeking volunteers to come and learn how to do the service, and now that it's up and running, what kind of turnout did you have this year?
I mean, we're still in process. The numbers are still not quite like they were pre-COVID. We used to do about 14,000 a year in our 19-county area. Last year, we only did 7,000.
Oh, wow.
So we're trying to get back up.
Okay.
Has
virtual help? Did virtual help at all?
I think virtual did help. Last year we had 2,000
okay.
virtual returns. So it's nice this year we have three options, like those in-person ones mm-hmm. for VITA are back. You have walk-in and appointment places. There's 19 of those sites across their footprint. And then this is slick. You know, you go to, it's a secure website. You click, take pictures of your documents,
mm-hmm.
upload them. Again, it's secure. One of our preparers will call, do an interview, then they'll go do your return, and a different person will call to do the quality review with you, and then they e-file it. So there's no more, like, being waiting in a waiting room for 2 hours.
Mm.
And then there also is a do-it-yourself version that's free.
Mm.
The first two are the IRS-supported VITA program, and so they have income restriction of $70,000
mm-hmm.
household income or less. But the do-it-yourself version is any income level, and you can do it for free.
And
it's got a hotline, like a helpline and everything.
Okay. So, since the folks have so many options, let's let them know how to access the options in the easiest way.
Yeah, so the easiest way is to visit UnitedWayFileFree.com or call 211. Particularly if you want to go in person, they can tell you the one that's closer to you, what their hours are, if you need an appointment, all that.
Okay. Well, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, it is.
And UnitedWayFileFree.com, all you said, the locations are listed on there?
Yeah, there's a map on there. It connects you to the virtual option. It connects you to the do-it-yourself option. It kind of lays it all out. It tells you what documents to bring, all that.
Well, how many more changes are there for people to learn this year? It seems like they have to learn an awful lot of stuff in a short span of time.
Oh, you mean just changes to the tax code?
Yeah, and I mean the VITA volunteers that you all pay.
Oh. Well, they're volunteers, so we don't pay them. They're very well trained. They're IRS trained. But the majority of our folks are doing this as a volunteer service.
Mm-hmm.
But it's solid training from the IRS. A lot of them have done this a long time,
mm-hmm.
and so they just pick up on the tax law changes. The things that are most important this year is still trying to make sure that everybody that didn't get that third stimulus payment is getting that. This is your opportunity to file a 2020 return and get that. And then also this advanced child tax credit, it's not going to be advanced anymore. IRS or Congress hasn't passed that. But those checks that everybody got, like July 15th through December 15th, that's only half the credit. They had to file their return to get the other half of that. And there are families that don't typically file, or individuals that don't have a requirement file, don't usually file, but they can access some of those credits now that they never could before.
Mm.
That's what we're trying to make sure that people file, even if they don't usually or have to file, even if they're, like, just on Social Security or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, with what happened with during the COVID and people weren't working or they lost their jobs or places of employment, there were a lot of people receiving various levels of benefits, unemployment or, you know, whatever the case may be. And the preparers there at the VITA office are versed. That comforts me to know that these are folks that have, you know, prior experience, and maybe do they come back from prior years and want to do it again? I mean,
oh yeah, yeah. Most of our volunteers are really consistent over years.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. a beautiful spot to be in. So you can.
Well, and it's not. I mean, we're not recruiting for volunteers right now because tax season's already going. But for the future, it's really good training. If you can follow a software, you don't have to be, like, a genius at math or taxes. Mm-hmm. You should be able to, like, have a good conversation with somebody mm-hmm. and figure out the forms with them. And there's always experts around. So it's a cool volunteer opportunity.
Yeah, most definitely for people that are so inclined. And I'm looking at your website right now, and you certainly do help a lot of people here with this information. And you answer a lot, and getting them started and all the things that would give them the strength to and the knowledge to get this done. Yeah, because the more complicated they are, the more nervous and concerned about mistakes and, you know, simple ones like forgetting to sign your return.
Yeah, little things. That's why we have quality review. There's always somebody double-checking it on the back end before we electronically file.
Oh, okay, so you guys have that feature in this.
Yep.
That's beautiful. Okay, mm-hmm. excellent. And are you over this program, Samantha?
Yeah, I oversee this program as well as the Financial Empowerment Center,
okay.
where we do free professional financial counseling.
And
I'll come back and talk about that another time.
And so for any of those type of services, they can just go on to United Way of Greater Nashville website.
Yeah, you can find out all kinds of stuff. Or you can call 211. You can find most every service or volunteer opportunity by calling 211.
Okay, excellent. And again, UnitedWayFileFree.com. And there's help for you. Is this a service? Now, you said each one of the individual 19 sites has a different time, open and close time.
Yeah.
Okay, so wherever you are located. And this 19 is all over Middle Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
The bulk of them are in Davidson and Williamson, but we do have spread out all over the region.
Okay, excellent. All right, Samantha, you've answered all my questions.
Thank you so much.
Of course, absolutely. And I'll get with you about the other program you were just mentioning. What'd you call it, the what?
Financial Empowerment Center?
Yeah, the Empowerment Center, yeah. I'll get with you down the road on that one, okay?
Okay.
All right, Samantha, thank you so much. And you have a good you have a good rest of the day.
Me too, and enjoy this beautiful weather.
Oh, yes, as much as possible. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that was good information for you. If you haven't filed yet, if you're thinking about it, and get this thought on your head, because you're certainly going to have to do it. That's for everybody, whether you want to or not. I'm looking at the website now. There's that program that she talked about. You can make an appointment on here and find out where your refund is, and if you need this extra help for this or that or whatever, it's just about a click away here. So hopefully folks won't not utilize the service. You can call 211 or UnitedWayFileFree.com. Now, that's how that's looking for community news. And here we are, the first Wednesday in the month of March, Women's History Month. Yay, ladies. Okay, yay. And We go from Black History Month to Women's History Month. And we still have to continue to make strides out here every month. And so we'll have, during this month, some of the guests that I'll have on the show to talk with on various topics and et cetera will be specific to Women's History Month. And as a matter of fact, one of the people that young ladies I was supposed to talk to next hour was going to be on for that purpose. And she had a appointment thing come up, and she had to go do what she had to do because she owns a business. So I can certainly dig it, and I wanted her to go on and handle her business, and I'll get back with Ann Shin down the road about her book about remarkable women who changed the world. And I'm sure all you all out there know somebody who has. Anyway, here's how we're looking as far as the weather is concerned. We are just gorgeous and lovely and beautiful, and everything is, this is like so perfect. You know, humidity, nice, 18%. And wind speed 5, you know, temperature 77. Ooh, isn't that like we like it? And tonight, 47, not freezing or anything. And representative slide in here. Yeah, there you go. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Man, I'm happy to see you.
Well, I'm happy to be seen.
Davidson County in the house.
Thank you.
Representing. Yeah. Gotta give it up for Davidson. Yeah, that's right. Representative, State Representative Vincent Dixie is my guest. And we'll be talking about issues from the State House, what's going on with our slicing, dicing, and shredding of our Congress seat with what they've done to divide Davidson up like Swiss cheese, and the impact it's has had on folks, including him. And if you have an opinion, a question, or comment, and some other issues I want to ask you about as well, State House-wise, okay?
All right.
Excellent. Let's take a time out and get our traffic report. Commander Check on deck, on duty. So we're going to find out how it's looking on the roads. You all take a, let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay?
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Good afternoon. We're still looking at this heavy traffic over here in Two Rivers on Briley Parkway northbound up by Opry Mills Mall. It's been crawling again over here today, just like it was a couple of weeks ago. Traffic's building on the South Loop. Just give yourself extra time. This traffic report brought to you by PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Support for WFSK comes from City Winery, marching towards spring, featuring four shows with the contemporary jazz music fans in mind. On Friday, March 18th, famed vocalist pianist Olita Adams at 8 p.m. On Monday, March 21st, it's the Amazing Osnoy Trio featuring Dennis Chambers and Jimmy Haslip. Coming up on Thursday evening, March 24th, one of Nashville's very own, the Rahsaan Barber Quartet album release show in the lounge. And let the great music continue to flow on Saturday, March 26th, as pianist producer Marcus Johnson is in the lounge at 7 p.m. For tickets and information, visit citywinery.com.
teenager is tough.
There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Tennessee's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their head?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, in Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And I'm happy to have on my show today, State Representative Vincent Dixey. And this is your first time here on the show. And congratulations. Well, you made it.
I made it to the big time. Thank you. Thank you. It's probably been too long, but finally we made it.
Yes, amen. Now, you represent a nearby district. Are we in it over here?
No, this is Representative Harold Love's district.
Okay, so. That's right. How can I get that twisted? Okay.
You don't want to break up a friendship.
No. And he's can just drive by and go to church and holler at me on it. Yeah, so I'm my bad.
Yes, I represent District 54.
Okay.
So I represent the seat that Brenda Gilmore held before she became senator.
Oh, you took Lady Gilmore's, Senator Lady Gilmore's.
Yes.
Yeah, so okay.
She passed it, the mantle on to me.
Yes.
And, so this is my second full term. Then I'm running for re-election. It'll be my third term. So I'm actually the chairman of the House. I'm the chairman of the Democratic House Caucus.
Okay.
And so the significance about that is I'm the first black to ever hold that position.
Really?
In Tennessee.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, man, look how long it took.
Right, it's ridiculous.
It's insane. It's insane. Is it something you had to run for?
So what it is, once you get elected, then you're elected by, you have to basically run another election with your peers. Mm. So my peers elected me, the Democratic Caucus elected.
Okay, got it. Now, let me, because I had the representative that was here, what was his name, from Parker? From Memphis?
Parkinson. Antonio Parkinson.
Yeah. We had an excellent conversation. And
he never met a tree he couldn't talk to.
Well, I will tell you, okay, because that brother can go, all right? And that you're right. But he does represent those constituents.
Yeah, like he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah,
He's been a good mentor to me.
Say he never met a tree. I like that. Yeah, he had a lot to say, but, you know, as I have told all of you all, I have long had the representatives and et cetera in the Senate, African Americans across the state on this broadcast for years and years. And when folks thinned out and things changed and all that stuff, I lost a lot of track and contact with a lot of you all. So I'm making sure that you understand that there's another side to black media besides the camera. Mm-hmm. I know all of y'all are familiar with the TV stations. I know that, okay? welcome to radio.
So anytime if you need to get contact with anybody, now you can, we have a direct line of communication.
Yeah, I got it now. And I know I didn't want to have to get in the car.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah, because I had to go down to the Capitol and be like, This Sharon K from WFSK at Fisk.
No, we don't want you to show up like Phil Williams.
And... Yeah, right. No, I'm not doing those shows. I'm not an investigative reporter. Yeah, I'm trying to book guests and talk about issues. He's well paid to do that, okay? On the other side of the aisle, I'm information and solution based. But some of the things that he has come up with were necessary. having said that, you in your years of service to a district that was very well represented, how do you feel you're doing? Because that's a tough seat to fill with hers.
I think I'm representing the people the way that they need to be represented. I have a platform that most people don't have. I get a chance to talk to my colleagues, mm-hmm. as if and represent the people that are sitting at home on a couch watching TV. I get to say what they wish they could say to the governor, to the speaker of the House. And so I feel like I'm making some good progress here. My goal as the caucus chair is to expand the seats there. I got to get mm-hmm. more help there because right now we're in a super minority. So I spend a lot of my time fundraising and recruiting candidates, great candidates, mm-hmm. and try to get them the support that they need. So I knew that just being a state representative is not going to get us where we need to be.
That's right.
We need to be in some leadership positions and be able to control the narrative of Democrats across the state.
Yeah. Well, that's what, the goal is that, to level the playing field up there, because it is absolutely as uphill battle as anything that any of us have ever seen. And do you think it's worse now than ever before since you Nashville born and raised?
Yeah, I was born in Chattanooga, but I was raised in Nashville. I've lived in Nashville since I was 9.
Well, we'll accept that.
Well, see, my wife, she's what they call the unicorn. She was born and raised, so if I tell somebody I'm from Nashville, you're like, no, you're not. You move into you or not. You're right. But back to your question, it is literally a powder keg up there. It can explode at any time. Mm. It is worse. Now, we have such a huge division mm-hmm. between the Democrats and the Republicans. Mm-hmm. It's so adversarial, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have to be that way.
It's toxic.
We don't get anything done that way, because and the part of that is the problem, because we're in a super minority, mm-hmm. and when you're a super minority, they don't even need us to come to work mm-hmm. to pass bills, and that's why we see some of these crazy bills that we've seen. Like today, they had pornography and obscenities and books that they're trying to get out of the library.
Yes.
We don't even have an issue with that. But they made a law up they made an issue out of a non-issue.
Right.
And instead of focusing on what can we do to make sure we put money in people's pockets to pay their bills, food on their table, and a roof over their head.
Right.
And if they get sick, can they go see a doctor? Those are the things that we need to be focusing on.
Yeah.
And I know I'm running on with this, but...
No, please do, because that was one of that's one of the stories, AP stories, that I was going to ask you about.
On Monday, we spent 2.5 hours. We had a full slate of bills, 25 bills in the session. We spent 2.5 hours doing nothing. We wasted time. Hmm. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. The first bill was recommending to the federal government to finish the border wall.
What?
And we spent 20 minutes debating that.
Wait a minute. The border around Tennessee or the border down, way down?
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Exactly. And then the second bill was...
Why is that...
It's not important. Okay. It impacts... It has no bearing on any Tennessee.
Who is bringing this stuff up? Is there a pattern?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's the same ones that normally bring it up. And but it's more of a consumption. It's like we're dodging bullets all the time.
Yeah.
And the second bill was we spent... another 20 minutes on if you haven't paid child support in 3 years, then you lose your parental rights.
What?
How does that, anything can happen.
Yeah.
People could be on a downward spiral, but then they get themselves together.
That's
now they
true.
Have another hurdle to clear just to see their children again.
Right. So they try to, are they torturing? It seems almost like they dislike us people, period, so much mm-hmm. that anything that they can do to settle us, to mm-hmm. keep us from enjoying anything. Mm-hmm. And the thing with the scrutiny on the books, that's some of that old you know, smoke and mirrors mess from way back. And people who have been around more than 20 minutes know that this is that Tennessee doesn't have an issue with this. And they know that it's part of the Republican national platform to be more puritanical than almost the angels in heaven. And I just don't see how. I want to know, and I asked this question a couple of weeks ago, Representative, why are those statues still on Music Row of the naked people? And why are there naked people on the Parthenon, and they haven't went down there and tore all that stuff off yet?
Be careful what you wish for.
Okay, I'm not
soon,
wishing for
soon
it.
As they find out
okay.
that it's over there, they just probably
I'm not
get
wishing.
Around.
I'm just saying they're very selective on what is appalling to them.
Right. The same thing. Even in the Bible has stories
yes.
about lustful things in the Bible and things that are very pornographic actually in the Bible.
Yes.
But they use the Bible for something and they use it to for the argument against something too.
Yeah.
They're very hypocritical
oh.
in what we do here.
Please,
and
Lord.
And it is yes. it's frustrating okay. because we do nothing to make Tennesseans' lives better. We
yeah.
do a lot of what I like to call focusing on non-issue issues.
Yes.
Right? They're not really issues,
right.
but they're just enough to distract you while
yeah.
they're doing something.
And the distraction is really what it's all
right.
about.
Right.
And as long as people are distracted, kind of reminds you of the Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just keep throwing flying monkeys down, and let's just keep throwing fire down, and let's just keep conjuring up all this mess while, you know, the Oz is behind the tent, you know, little baby man behind the tent. So, I mean, you know, I wanted to tell the audience about the story I was going to include it in our discussion today from AP that school librarians across our state are quickly becoming the target of scorn and skepticism from Republican lawmakers. And you've been hearing examples of that from Representative Vincent Dixie, who is in the studio with me today. Also, targets of scorn and skepticism are parents and community leaders pushing for more oversight on what materials are provided to children currently. Tennessee's GOP-controlled General Assembly is mulling several proposals designed to implement more scrutiny and transparency in public school libraries. So who's going to be sitting around with a magnifying glass checking every single, who is going to do that?
They created a textbook commission that's supposed to, that's their thing. They break it up into like social studies, mathematics, science, English, and they're supposed to scrutinize. But right now, to get a book, there's about six different steps to go for a textbook to get into a school. Then there's a couple other steps before
yeah.
it even gets into the library. So this bill that they proposed about pornography and obscenity is basically called the book burning bill.
Yeah.
It is, they're criminalizing our teachers
mm-hmm.
and librarians. I don't know if you can imagine what your librarian looked like when you were in school.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine her sitting there doing something that's so obscene, or the picture that they want to paint? If they have actually made the gross comparison that librarians to pedophiles. And,
what?
And so this
is that what they were actually saying
yes.
at the Capitol?
Yes, yes. And it's if you don't believe me, go back to Tuesday and you can watch the criminal sub committee. And I think that what they're trying to paint the picture that there are teachers standing at the doorway when kids come in with a book that has pictures and pornography showing it to kids and either read this or go home. And it's just not the case. I had a group of high schoolers come in my office right before I came over here, and they came and they actually said in that committee, I was like, that's just not true. That is not happening.
Right.
That was, they totally mischaracterized what goes on in school.
Right.
And what happened is we have one small minority group that is so vocal and well organized that they get all the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have is on the other side, the regular sane people, they don't come out because they're like, well, you know, we don't want to deal with that. That stuff will get worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But if they only hear from one side,
that's true.
That's who they go with.
That's
and
true.
And we have to mobilize and organize our parental organizations to come up to the Capitol and voice their opinions because they do. And if you don't, they only hear from one side. That's true. What we get this stuff that's crammed true. Down our throats.
Well, we're going to continue to get it crammed down as long as this state continues to vote 100% staunchly Republican. Because that is the playbook, and that's all they know, is distract, smoke, and mirrors. I mean, this is it. This is absolutely it.
But Tennessee does not have to be red.
No, it doesn't.
We're 46th in voter turnout. Imagine if we could just move it to 43 or 42. Wow. Those are hundreds of thousands of votes. And those votes right there would swing any election in Tennessee. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, how they drew the maps, left, right, up, down, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
People just got to come out to vote. And the demographic that we need to come out to vote is the 18 to 35. Mm. And we don't need all of them. Even if 20% of them came out to vote, that would swing any election in Tennessee, any statewide election as well. And that's what we have to do. Let's get more people to vote, to come out and vote. Your vote matters, because if it didn't matter, they wouldn't try to keep you from voting.
Well, that's the facts. That's the total facts. And I would hope that, and as many times as you say it over and over again, you have to constantly remind people over and over again. And that, you know, for me, I don't need any more indicators. I vote in every election. I don't care if there's nothing on there but a piece of cloth, if I'm voting on the cloth. I am going. Because I do not want to be purged. I don't want any excuses to be, you know.
That's why I urge everyone to go early vote, because if there's an issue, you still have time to work it out.
Exactly.
So go out there early vote. But I'm like you. My grandmother and my mother, they took us to the polls when I was little. And
amen.
So it's something that I am expected to do. It's not like I have a choice. And I do that with my kids.
Absolutely. Because we could tell, do you want to be Russia? Okay. Is that what y'all are really wanting around here?
Or China.
Yeah. Is that what you want? Wow. I don't give up like that. I don't feel that that's necessary. But however, as you see the bills being debated and the laws, it's starting to feel a little strange around here in terms of control and pitting people against each other. Because I do see a fair amount of that. Because it's got this school libraries bill and this target on the back of the librarians and the teachers. That is just going to pit more people against one another.
It's very divisive. And the funny part about everything with all the bills that they're running this year, they want to control what you read. They want to control what you learn in school. They want to do all this stuff. And it feels like we're moving to more of a communistic society.
Absolutely.
Rather than a free society. But
absolutely.
The first thing they'll say is, don't step on our freedoms.
Right.
But you're taking away, every day we take away somebody's civil liberty up there.
Yes.
We have to wake up. Before you wake up, one day you're going to wake up and we're not going to be as free as we think
we
are.
No. Absolutely. See, that's one of my biggest fears right there, is that the card is rolling back so far back, and people are so entrenched in this, hypocrisy that it's unbelievable.
I talked to one of my constituents. He'll be 83 years old this year. Gets around well. I mean, you wouldn't know he's 83 by looking at him. And we were just talking about voting rights, and he said, I'm so hurt that we're back to where we were back in the 60s. He said it's a different type of attack, but it's the same attack on voting rights. And we fought so hard to get what we deserve, and we're right back where we are.
Yes.
And that, he said that is hurtful. And that rung a bell with me.
Well, and rightly so. When you've seen generational change and then people want to roll the cart backwards, what are you people saying? You know, folks, they are not trying to go in R and go backwards. They're not trying to do that. They're trying to go ahead and keep it moving and take care of our families.
I think I might take that what you said. See, the R stands for reverse.
Yes.
And for Republican. Reverse.
Yes.
And the D stands
for drive. Yes.
So we want to go forward. Democrats want to go forward.
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
I like that.
Yeah, we in the car now. Yeah, we wrote it. If you have a question or comment, how you feeling about these library books that want to be banned? And I don't remember any naked bodies in my library books growing up as a kid. I don't. I must have missed that one in my schools when I was a kid.
Just real quickly now, if my kid is sneaking into the library to look at a dirty book, and that's the least of my worries, when they can have a phone in their hand and
amen.
Look up anything at a second. So
say that.
I don't see many kids sneaking into the library looking at dirty books.
Because
first of all, they aren't in
there. They're right.
Books.
And, I mean, that or what are they looking at home, and the parents don't want to go to that question, and that's part of the problem. Our number is 615-329-8810, 615-329-8810. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Good afternoon. So heavy on the South Loop, the West Loop. It's feeling pretty good now on 24 out towards Murfreesboro and picking up also 65 down through Brentwood. This traffic report brought to you by PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Support for WFSK comes from the Frist Art Museum, presenting On the Horizon, contemporary Cuban art from the Perez Art Museum, Miami. An exhibition that explores the diverse culture and political landscapes of Cuba and its diaspora. Through the paintings, photographs, sculptures, and videos of 50 artists of different generations. Drawn from one of the largest public collections of Cuban art in the U.S., On the Horizon is on view through May 1st. The Frist is open Thursdays through Sundays, and you can find out more about all the exhibitions and programs at fristartmuseum.org.
This first weekend of March on Blue Simon the City, Nelly Tiger Travis.
Comedy is my thing.
Oh, she loves comedy. Nelly Tiger Travis is talking this weekend. Mr. Harmonica himself, James Cotton, is performing one of his past performances live, and we'll play the best in Southern Soul and Old School Blues. Join me on Rogene Bailey, the happiest man in America, for Blue Simon the City this weekend right here. Catch Blue Simon the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
There's a silent epidemic of suicide, but we're Tennessee, and we won't be silent.
It just breaks my heart when someone I know is struggling. I can't be silent about it anymore.
Suicide is preventable. Go to TennesseeWon'tBeSilent.com for education and resources. And there are local folks who can help.
We're Tennessee. We help each other.
TennesseeWon'tBeSilent.com.
Brought to you by the Jason Foundation, in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411? This afternoon, I'm happy to have on the broadcast Tennessee General Assembly member, Representative Vincent Dixie, representing Davidson County District 54. And what is the boundaries there? So folks that's new don't know.
Okay, so I represent basically Trinity Lane going north. But I represent Bordeaux, White's Creek, a little of Goodlettsville, Madison, and a little bit of East Nashville.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So my district almost looks like a hand.
Okay. Yeah. How many people in it?
I represent about 70,000 people. We all represent 70,000, about close to 70,000. That's like 69,806.
What are the biggest concerns?
Well, every area has a different concern. So in my area, it's just right now, one of the big things is the landfill. Still battling that.
I cannot believe it. Decades have passed.
Still battling
that. Oh, my God.
And then on a local level is the expansion of Clarksville Highway. Yeah. Hopefully it'll bring a little bit more residential and more businesses to the area and to have a little bit more amenities. That's on a local level, but on a state level, mainly schools is a big issue. Mm-hmm. Trying to make sure we have equity in our schools and make sure our children are getting the resources and the funds they need in order to be successful and the tools they need. So those are some of the major issues. And then, of course, you know, criminal justice reform is always a big issue in our community, and to make sure that things are more equitable and we are getting punished more
right
than others.
So do the constituents, as far as you know, from Representative Gilmore, who now is Senator Gilmore, to you, do you stay in contact with her?
Yes. Hmm? Yes.
Okay. Because I know some stuff she's followed for years.
Yeah, so her and Representative Love, as soon as I got there, they took me under their wing to show me.
Okay.
So I could not have to bump my head as much. Now, they let me bump my head some and keep me from not bumping my head as much to show me where the bathrooms are and that stuff. But it's good to have people around you because we do not have an adversarial type of relationship. We work together to get things done. We realize we can do more together.
Okay, excellent. Now, the governor just recently, because I get the press schedule updates on the folks, you know, I'm like, he don't do much. There's a lot of days when it has no events planned, no nothing planned. Mm-hmm. Like one day or 2 days a week is all he's doing. What's he doing the rest of the time? Golfing or out?
He needs to be working on that BEP formula for his school.
I'm like, this cat got a lot of free time on his hands, man. But anyway, he has unveiled his $9 billion proposal for the education funds, how Tennessee funds K-12. And I already figured, without even reading it or hearing about it, which way and how it was going to lean. Mm-hmm. So, what did you hear, or what do you think about what he's proposed?
So actually, I sit on the education committee.
Do you?
It's an education instruction sub and full committee, so this will come through my committee as well. But one thing I don't think people realize this. You said how much was that proposal?
$9 billion.
$9 billion. Do you know what we spent last year?
Mm-mm.
$9 billion. So how did he add $1 billion to it? So what I'm saying, my point is to say it's a shell game
for
what he's doing. He really didn't add anything to the BEP. They just changed the way that the funding formula works.
Okay.
And if you look at it by itself, it may not be alarming. But when you look at all the bills that they're trying to pass with the charter school commission,
charter
school bills, they want to bypass the LEAs, our local school districts, and go straight to this charter school commission.
Yes.
And he's made this deal with this Hillsdale.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you put all that stuff together, it's dangerous.
It is.
They're very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
And so because he couldn't get vouchers passed, this in essence is going to create a public-private school.
Well, I was going to say a different kind of voucher, isn't it?
It's going to be a public-private school for a certain child. And what they do, if they need something, what they always do is they put it on the backs of brown and black kids and say, this is going to help them.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, we get nothing in return.
Right.
If you look at that new funding formula, it does nothing that has a category just for black and brown kids, but they have a category for charter schools. right? They got a category for low income. They got a category for basically rural counties, for distressed counties. So if you're poor in a rural county, you get two bites at the apple. And if you're black and if you're in an urban area, you get one. That's not fair. We need to make sure and demand that we don't get shortchanged in this formula, because our kids need this money. Our teachers need the money. We need the funds so we can have the adequate teaching resources that they need and the actual teachers in the classrooms.
Well, this charter school situation, you know, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, this sounds like one of them backdoor deals. And what have you all discovered about that program?
That program it has a lot of ties to Donald Trump. It's a very right-leaning religious organization. And, as soon as he said it, you could imagine everybody went to their phone and started Googling it.
Right.
So, and every day since then, I've been doing a little more research, and I learned a little bit more and more about it. Mm-hmm. And they had a digital flyer that they sent out to their members or whatever. And one of them said one of the premier statesmen of our time is Vladimir Putin. This was in there.
Is that what it's
right?
In?
So they say that the Democrats want to indoctrinate our kids, but that's exactly what they want to do. They want to whitewash history. They don't want us to teach about Black history.
Yes.
They don't want to teach about, and they fooled us to thinking that our history started with slavery. It didn't. And we have to make sure that our children, we have to double time as Black parents, we have to do the double duty and teach our kids Black history on their own.
Yes. Well,
but every day from kindergarten through 12th grade, we have to learn American white history.
Yes.
And it is not about race. It should be American history. It should be all history. We have some Indian history that we have to do, Native American history. We have Asian history. All of that is tied into that.
Yeah.
So don't just say it's just Black history. It's all of our history. It's American history.
Right.
But American history has been synonymous with just only white history.
Well, and people don't want to acknowledge that we are at the very root of this, that we are Americans, that we are part of the fabric of this country for generations, for hundreds and hundreds of years.
We built this country.
Exactly.
For free.
So, and knowing that that's the case, it would be easy to exclude us, except we have to keep telling our stories. If we don't keep telling our stories to our families and our friends and passing that information on from generation to generation, if you just think about the fact that in Old Testament and scriptural times, you know, that's how information was passed down from generation to generation. And then even in the First Nations Native American tribes, that's how they passed it down. So we're going to have to do the same thing. Our community needs to constantly seek knowledge about who we are, because it's too easy for people to look at something on the internet and get confused.
Exactly. It's too much. A lot of misinformation and disinformation.
Much.
And then
too much.
You don't know how to learn how to you got to kind of determine who our trusted sources are. And I always tell my daughters, they're teenagers, but I always tell them, you think civil rights was so long ago, right? And I say, look at your granddad. Your granddad, when he was born, up until he was an adult, he was a grown man before he had the right to vote. He had actually went into the military and came back before he had the right to vote.
Wow.
And I said, you don't have to look in the book for Black history. You can just look across the street.
That's true.
Or you can go touch them every day. And I want them to understand that this is not something that happened so long ago, which I think a lot of our younger generation feels like civil rights happened 100 years ago.
Exactly.
But it was maybe 50, 60 years ago. And I want them to understand that we are a part of history, and we have to make sure that we take the time to teach them that, because it's very, very, very important.
Well, and, you know, the participation by the family, you know, not just Black History Month, because for us up here, it's Black History Month every month, 365, 24/7. Mm-hmm. And that's how I have always lived my life. I don't know it any other way. You know, I don't need to wear a kente cloth. Mm-hmm. I don't need to wear, you know, a dress on my head. I don't need that, because I live it. You know,
I think it's ridiculous that in 2022 we're saying you have the first Black, the first woman, the first anything that's happening in 2022 right now. We started the show, it's like I said, I'm the first black person to ever hold the position of chairman of the Democratic Caucus in the state of Tennessee. In 2022, that is ridiculous.
It is.
And so, but now we do have a seat at the table. Now we got to make sure that we determine what's on the menu. It's not just enough to have a seat at the table. I want to determine what's on the menu.
Well, can you stay with us for a few extra minutes? Because I have got to ask you about the district.
No, sure. We talked about everything else but that, huh?
Right, and that's important.
Right.
Because I got deeper to stand when I found out that, you know, Congressman Cooper was getting carved out. And these three districts of Davidson and chopping Davidson up like that. My blood pressure still goes up just thinking about that.
It is.
Because it's wrong.
It is.
It is absolutely wrong. And it's not going to turn out like what folks think, y'all. I'm telling you. It's just not. But we're going to... So I got more of your time, right?
You do.
Okay.
You
do. All right. Good. Yay.
So the one thing that I want people to understand, like, the census is very important.
Yeah.
And we have to start now. Even though it happens only once every 10 years, and, you know, we tell people, all right, don't give your Social Security number away. We don't want the government in our business, but just this once, we need you to do it, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's why we lost a seat in Memphis.
Right.
They said that we lost representation. I highly doubt that we lost that much population in Memphis. It's just that people didn't fill out the census.
Right, right.
And when they don't fill out the census, and that's what drives the resources to your community. So we got to make sure that people understand to start right now, that when it comes back around that time, we need you to complete those census, because those census is what drives how they draw the maps.
Yeah.
And they draw
and
the
maps.
And
where funding goes.
Right.
And as well.
And your representation.
Right.
So
let's talk about that after the news. You stay with right there.
All right. Thank
We're
you.
Going to get our news at the top of the hour and talk a little bit more about this redistricting business. I think that Davidson County is not going to farewell under three different hats as
exactly.
leaders. That's like having three heads. I mean, what kind of craziness is that?
And you can't get the governor.
And you're
going to
divide our state up and our people up.
Of the black community or the black media to discuss any of it.
No.
He just hides in
Are
his
you
bunker.
Kidding? They're not going to talk
and
to you.
That
me,
is where we can pressure him by putting it out there that he refuses. He has that. No conversation with any of them.
He's not,
caucus,
he's not going to.
And people need to know that.
Well, guess what we
there
do?
It is.
We tell it.
Yep.
That's well, why these mics are up here. Yes, so tell it. You know, we have to tell it. Because if we don't say anything to the community, that's the purpose of WFSK. Has always been the purpose. Since 1973, to tell it. And, you know, make sure the community is fully aware. But it's up to the community to turn the radio on. Because, you know, we can tell you and talk about it. But if you're not listening, then what? So let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.